Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our Valentine's Day edition of The Higher Dimensions. And I wish you all a very happy Valentine's Day and hope you're listening with the love of your life. If not, we're going to go and get some readings today on love. We have as our wonderful guest again, Miss Maureen McGill. Welcome, Maureen.
Thank you, Phyllis. Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. And you are an astrologer, a tarot reader, I'm sorry,
tarot.
Tarot reader. Yes, tarot. I don't know why I think you're astrologer. Maybe you should take it up so I don't make mistakes. Well, you dance, what the heck?
There you go.
You're multifaceted.
I'm kind of in the stars, so maybe that's it.
Anyway, I saw stars yesterday, actually. I was silly enough to slip down the front steps in the ice storm, and I gave myself a mild concussion. But I was very, very fair. I hit every step on the way down, so none of the steps were offended. And contrary to popular belief, my head is not harder than the concrete because I didn't damage them. The steps, that is.
And nothing else, that is, I hope.
Well, I'm a little sore today. I had a mild concussion, but I shall live. As long as I get over this dizziness, then I don't have to go blonde.
Oof.
Okay, but other than that, things are great and wonderful. And we kind of just briefly touched on, you know, maybe giving just a generic reading for the different signs this year for whether or not, can you do that?
I could
whether
do that.
Whether or not there's love in the horizon, beginning with whether you want to start with Aries or you want to start with the year of January, whichever one, and just see who can expect for love this year.
All right, so we should start with Aquarius, maybe?
Aquarius, okay, we can start with that.
Let's see
if Aquarians will find love this year.
Will Aquarians find love this year? And I'll pick three cards on that.
Okay.
And the first card is, all they have to do is cut things away and make it happen. That's what it is. Lots of women will be holding their powers, Aquarians, this year, it says.
Okay.
You're just kind of pushing forward to make things happen. There'll also be some changes. There'll be probably changes on the, kind of in our world politics and all that, and maybe in the world just bigger changes. And then it says the star after that. These changes will really bring on significant spiritual light as well and great strength for everybody and good light around them.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, bringing in love does mean changes in life, doesn't it?
Right.
Okay. What about our next one? The next one would be what? Pisces, and what happened? Oh, Aquarian, you said. Now, do we have Pisces next or what?
We'll go for Pisces.
We'll go for Pisces.
Pisces.
This is a good year for Pisces.
And we've got the sun, so the summer might be really important for Pisces and probably would be next to the water.
Okay.
And it said it'll be a nurturing time, even financially, really focus in on finances and allowing that to, you know, be a focus in their life. Because then I got the Eight of Pentacles again, and so it's they're going to be focusing on money this time. Of course, who isn't?
Welcome to the world of reality.
Oh, that's for sure.
Well, that's good. Maybe they'll find a wealthy mate or someone who will be a business partner, because I guess a love relationship can be a business relationship as well.
That's for sure.
Okay, that sounds very, very positive. Now we have, what, Aries?
Okay, so here we go with Aries. Are you there?
I'm breathing hard. I can
see it. Sounds like you're next door and we're coast to coast here.
Doesn't it? Oh, it's wonderful.
So, three cards for Aries, and we've got to make some decisions this time.
Mm-hmm.
And the decisions could deal with friends or with family or with close ones, people that they're very close to.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have lots of new energy in the spring, new love, new beginnings, new hope, pizzazz in the springtime.
Excellent. So, Aries people, start sprucing up. Start your spring cleaning early.
There you go.
Okay. And then we go after that as Taurus, I believe. By the way, when we're done with this, people can call in and get their own personalized reading. So feel free to make a phone call. But let's see if we can go through all 12 zodiac signs very quickly before we open
up.
That
phone number there that they can call in?
Yeah,
that phone number that they can call in?
Sure, of course I do. It's 1-877-876-5227. And we also have another one, 877 270-8714. So it's also on the internet, I think, with our show. So they can look there as well. But go ahead. What do we got for Taurus?
Right. So Taurus has got to let go of all the weight that they're maybe carrying for them, and it's kind of some fear sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
His Wheel of Fortune is next to them, so they'll be taking chances. They'll also be playing with their money, with their money games here.
Well, boy, so far I hear several of the signs are going to have something to do with letting go, money, and personal relationships.
Yeah.
Anything else for Taurus?
I think that's it for Taurus.
Okay, then we go to Gemini.
At their situation this time, we're going to see a lot of kind of shifts and happening there as we move into Taurus.
Okay, yeah, Gemini works next, and they're an interesting sign I've always found. You know, they're some people I've met that are Geminis.
So Gemini, I've picked the star for Gemini, and
I've
recognition for work.
Mm-hmm.
I've picked the hermit, which is the truth. So the star is hope, faith, and light around them, which is fantastic. And papers, which are fantastic, like writing, or that could also be about money, too. And the hermit, which is the truth. So, like, they're going to be holding up the lantern for other people and holding up the light.
Wow, that's good. And next would be Cancer, right?
So Cancer would be next. And let me pick three cards for Cancer.
All righty, that sounds wonderful. This is fun. This is it in a nutshell. I love it.
Well, I had two little vampires just walked in the door that I didn't expect.
Aww.
They're real cute little ones.
Oh, we did have someone call in.
Can
you hold a moment, please?
Sure.
Thank you. Let them hold for a moment, and you can finish it, if that's all right with our guest, okay?
Perfect.
Okay, go ahead then, Maureen.
Hello?
Yes, Maureen, go on.
Yes? Oh, you're ready to go? Okay.
Yes.
So we're going on from Taurus, then, and we're moving on to
Gemini and Cancer. Now
Gemini.
Cancer.
So here we go. Three cards for Gemini.
We already did Gemini.
Okay. So
Cancer.
Cancer.
Yep. You've had a long day, love.
Got somebody coming at the door. Okay. Page of Swords. Lots of competition coming on in the world. It says that they'll be affected by the world and the changes that are happening in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And some things that kind of come in unexpectedly, and I think that's around May, June. We're going to be finishing up some cycles. They're going to be finishing up some cycles with, again, new ships for them.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Then after that, we have Leo, I think.
And then we have Leo.
And this is
and for Leo, love
relationships. Right. Okay. Go ahead.
After, let's see.
Leo.
Queen of Swords. That's legal matters or legal things that they'll be paying attention to. There'll be nice romantic offers for Leo. We like that one. And new love, new beginnings, new hopes coming in.
Wow.
Again, new starts. Leos are going to be hot.
Oh, wow. Then we have Virgo.
And we've got Virgo.
That is phenomenal.
Virgo, we got Ace of Pentacles. They're going to be looking at money or coming in. We like that one. And the Fool is some choices that they're going to make around money. And the Star again, which is hope, faith, and light. Great energy for us Virgos. I'm also Virgo.
Oh, wow. Look at
that.
Well,
so I always like money cards, so that's a good one.
Isn't that a good one? And after that, we have Libra, I think.
Yes, and Libra is... Oh, my gosh, I put the cards back in and it came right out.
What?
And that's the Star and Ace of Pentacles. They're going to be focusing on maybe making more money or having recognition for their lives. They're also going to be dealing with kind of friendships in a way that are supportive to them and kind to them.
Excellent. And after Libra, we go into Scorpio, I think.
And then for Scorpio, we have coming home to success card in whatever they pursue.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the Chariot, maybe some travel for them. Mm-hmm. Also, again, Wheel of Fortune, so they're going to be focusing on some money issues.
Oh, wow, this year is going to be, boy, almost every sign so far has something that's interrelated. Okay, then Sagittarius comes after
Scorpio. We have that air sign.
Yes.
And Sagittarius, that's celebrating family or family things coming around, and unexpected with family, unexpected changes. And then it's the world. They may do some traveling, Sagittarius.
Mm-hmm. So that's for Sagittarius, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Capricorn.
And Capricorn is... The world, again, they're going to be doing some traveling, and they're going to be pushing forward and working on financial matters. So that's
Excellent.
A good one, too.
Excellent. Well, that's fabulous. Well, our new year seems to be financial matters, relationships, travel, and letting go of the past to move forward into the new.
Lots of change coming in, quick changes, too.
Fabulous. All right. Welcome to our caller. Who's calling?
This is Carmela from Tacoma, Washington.
Hi, welcome.
And I happen to know Maureen.
Oh, you do? Go ahead, Maureen.
And, now, she said I'm a Libra, and it says that I'd be making money in this friendship, but there's nothing about love in there.
I'm having a really hard time hearing Carmela. What was the question?
She said she heard about Libra. She heard about money and relationships, but nothing about love.
Yeah.
Okay, so we want to know if Carmela is going to get some love in the new year here as we move into it. So I'm going to do three piles now.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens. Uno, dos, tres.
Excellent. And she's from Tacoma, Washington as well.
Yes. It says Four of Wands. It says just get out there and party, have a good time, celebrate with friends, go to restaurants. There'll be an offer to you, and you'll get your wish if you just kind of make yourself get out there. It says in the past you've had to kind of carry a little burden here lately from taking on too much. But what's coming up for you is Knight of Wands, working on things, making things happen financially. They'll make things better. And it says the Magician is next to that, which means you'll be unleashing your creative energies around that. In your fears, you're just trying to sort it all out, especially financially, but that's only in your fears. Standing next to you is Wheel of Fortune, taking chances, and it's good.
Oh, really?
And what you step through is the Star. That's the highest card in the deck. Faith in the light, Carmel. That's great.
Really? What does that mean?
And the outcome is Page of Pentacles. Just study things. Study the money. Study what's around you. There's nothing but good light. You're going to have a judgment about things. And just have strength right now. You're prepared for all changes. Sweetnesses are going to be exchanged for you. And you might even do a little travel here down the road.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm so excited now. I didn't think I'd get as good a forecast as you've given me. That's wonderful.
Whoa, great.
Thank you so much, Maureen.
Thank you for calling in.
Yes, thank you.
See you next week.
Okay. You just died.
Okay.
All right. Anyone else willing to call in? Welcome to do so. And if not, well, let's, you know, a lot of people, Maureen, say that we psychics or tarot readers, astrologers cannot predict about our own future. But I kind of disagree. I think we're selling ourselves short because we know ourselves better than anyone else. And I firmly believe that our souls indeed do know what's going to happen. It's whether or not we choose to access it and not allow other people to tell us what we can or can't do.
I think you're totally right. It's that knowingness and coming to hear that voice inside and honoring it.
Yes.
And knowing that's correct, that it is going to happen, you know.
Yeah, and that we can do it. Because even those who don't know much else say, oh, well, you can't do it for yourself. And also the other thing I think that concerns me a little bit are those that feel that they cannot charge for their services. Do you know? Yes, good evening and welcome to the Higher Dimension. Who's calling?
I'm Lori.
Hi, Lori. Where are you from?
Minnesota.
Minnesota? Man,
yeah.
You got it cold up there, don't you?
It's very, very cold.
Well, welcome to our show, and what is your question?
Well, I don't know. I've never done this before. Well, I didn't expect to get through. I am recently unemployed, and I just want to see what the near future looks like.
You recently had a what, my dear?
Unemployed.
You're unemployed, okay. And you want to know how soon you might be looking at getting another job?
Right.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask the cards, what's it going to take for you to get another job?
Okay.
It says that there's some messages coming into you right now, but you just feel like it's a lot of competition. They're kind of coming indirectly. It says to have strength around that. There's a king that was next to you before. I don't know, he's the King of Cups. He was a heart-centered man or something about him. But it says there's some challenges coming up for you, and you just need to finish that up. Finish thinking that, you know, there's any more difficulties. Just let it go. Let it be done. And your fear is this fear itself holding you back. It says that some travel might be coming, or it might be a good idea for you to look outside of exactly where you live.
Uh-huh.
And it says kind of walk away from looking at the job in an old way. Look at it in a new way. There is somebody who might help you with an offer, and she's good. This is her career. She has different possibilities. She's the Queen of Swords. She could be an attorney, sometimes a doctor, but sometimes a teacher. But she could be involved with legal matters or sometimes real estate matters. But she has an offer. She has something to offer to you. And when she makes this offer, you'll have new love, new beginnings, new hope. And I'm thinking by summer you'll have something in hand that you feel good about.
Okay, good.
What do you do?
Well, I did work for the airlines, and I was in mortgage banking.
Ah, okay.
So both the fields are kind of strange right now.
Yes, they are. I can understand.
Queen of Swords, she can also be in banking because she's an attorney or with legal matters or something like that. So it might be an aspect of banking that is offered to you, or mortgages maybe.
Well, I'm thinking of going back to it. I'm just hoping to get a job. I'm surprised how bad the market is, actually.
Well, it's
really
tricky
yeah.
right now, but you know what? It says you can walk away from an old way, and I don't know if that's in your location, because right next to it is getting over the troubled waters. It's like changing where you've been looking.
Mm-hmm.
So don't just look in your immediate area. Kind of be open up to going a little bit farther. What about over, are you in the Twin Cities, or are you up?
I'm in the Twin Cities.
Okay, so maybe across the river there. I keep picking up the river, something about St. Paul, maybe.
Ah, that's a good idea. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It says that there's a message coming to you and an offer, so something will be coming in. It'll be more creative than you've been doing before.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
You're really
creative. I would love to get more creative and more into the spiritual side of life.
Oh, wonderful.
Good.
Well, that may be why you are now without a position, because otherwise you wouldn't have made that move.
Yes, that's a good way to look at it.
You see?
thank you so much. I wish I've been having a hard time hearing you, but thank you so much for doing this. You really made my whole night. Really, thank you.
Oh, great. It's a great night.
You're quite welcome, dear. God bless.
God bless. All right.
Thanks. All right. And anybody wants to come in, please feel free to call. You've got the number in front of you. Maureen, give them the number where they can reach you when you're on air.
They can reach me at 253-752-3299.
Excellent.
Or tarot, that's T-A-R-O-T, sun, S-U-N, at yahoo.com.
Okay, wonderful. Do we have somebody on? I heard a beep. Don't know if that was somebody coming on or not. I guess not. I guess it was just a beep. All righty. All right. What we were saying is, you know, some people feel that they shouldn't charge if they're giving some spiritual advice. And I disagree, too, because it isn't fair to offer people things and not accept their ability to give back to you. To always give and not take, it causes an imbalance. And also people tend to become beholden to you and then there comes resentment. Yes, good evening and welcome to the Higher Dimensions.
Hi, this is Brant, and I'm also calling from Minnesota.
Oh, okay. Minnesota must be cold and at home tonight.
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you in the Twin Cities also?
Northern suburbs of the Twin Cities.
Oh, okay. It's beautiful up there. I went there for a conference one time. It was lovely.
Yeah, it's nice in the summer, but
yeah,
you just
well,
got to deal
yeah,
with the winter.
It was early fall. I enjoyed it then, too. Well, may we help you this evening, Grant?
Well, I'm curious to know how my career is going to look in the next few months.
Okay.
All right, so I'm shuffling the cards now, Brent, to ask, how is your career going to go in the next few months? How is the career going to go for Brent in the next few months? Now I put them in three piles, and I'm going to pick the first card. It's like you got some fear around it says, and maybe some feelings around power and authority that just don't feel quite right to you, that you either don't feel like you're doing as good a job as you should, or power and authority is not around you, or you can't trust them. It says in the
really
past you got your wish. Coming up is don't take on too much in the next few months. I mean, you need to do your job, but you don't have to overdo it. You know, that's what this says.
Okay.
It says what's also coming up is an important meeting. This card represents meeting or home. It's four of wands. So I'm feeling like it's some kind of meeting. It says in your fears, you want to make more money, and standing next to you is six of pentacles. That is a money distribution. It could be a sale of a property. It could be a distribution. It could be stocks. It could be selling something off or whatever, but it's kind of the energy coming standing next to you. Ooh. And above that is Wheel of Fortune, which we like. That's taking chances and it gets better. And Knight of Swords is the outcome, which is pushing forward. So as long as you continue to kind of plug away, at first it's going to feel like it's too much. Then I got this card of either home or meetings. I don't know what that is. And then in your fears, money's going to be okay. There's going to be enough to put here and here, sale of a property or distribution. Wheel of Fortune is next to that and waiting for you a little bit right now, even though you're pushing forward. There's like kind of a little bit of a waiting period.
Okay.
Is that there's an important message coming about an offer, and in that offer, you'll be unleashing your creative energies. So it'll be an important energy when it, or offer when it comes, and you can kind of tap a creative side of yourself that you haven't been able to do.
Well, my job is kind of creative, but it's more blue-collar kind of work, and I've been trying to look at more of a humanitarian kind of job.
Humanitarian.
Mm-hmm.
That will come down the road here for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It might even involve itself again with travel because I got Eight of Cups, which is the travel card.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that's wonderful.
Always say put that wish in your mind's eye and really see that job in the present tense with visualization and or the opportunity of what you can serve in that position, you know.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks,
yes.
Bryn.
Okay. Well, you know, again, as I was saying, the people who do this work are worthy of their hire, and we have to remember that that's an important thing, that we do deserve what we ask to be paid. And that way, everybody is in balance, even if it's a trade of energies like giving readings to each other or, you know, baking a cake or something. There's always that lovely balance that should be obtained when one exchanges. And that energy does free everyone up and allows for a great deal of respect to travel between the parties. And because I've run across this fairly recently where somebody was very adamant about, you know, not charging. You've got to be open. You don't say no to a gift, you know? And sometimes we have a tendency to say no to gifts.
And, you know, fear, I believe, creeps in for people. Oh,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm
really
kind of afraid of that. You know,
mm-hmm. Like there's something
not
quite nice about it, you know? And it's a service like any other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's deserving respect. And a lot of people like you and I go through a lot of training. We go through expense and training because we just don't suddenly, you know, get struck by a bolt of lightning one day and we do it. Of course, there are those who do, but not usually. Welcome and good evening. How are you? Who's
good.
Calling?
My name is Barb. I'm in California.
Barb. You're in California. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're glad you're not in the east right now.
It's been chilly here today, though.
Yeah, well, that's good. You're better than Minnesota, I think.
That's true. They have been a lot colder.
How may we serve you this evening?
Well, we have a situation where we had some investment in some real estate, and it kind of went kaput on us, and I'm wondering on a legal basis if we would come out in a positive note of trying to recoup some of our money. How does that look?
All right, let's see if that's going to settle itself, if this real estate kaput will settle itself for Barb. Will the real estate problem settle itself? It says that there's a judge or attorney around it trying to make some decisions, and it's very emotional. It says what's coming up is a friend in this, so I don't know what the friend would mean around it. It says that there's some sensitivity in your fears. You're worried about power and authority. Fear sitting next to it. There's an important meeting coming on, and Wheel of Fortune. That's home, Wheel of Fortune. I think it's going to get settled just fine.
Okay.
I think it'll get settled just fine. You'll get advice. You'll need advice. And it'll be from a businessman that will also give you advice. It's not just legal advice. It's also business advice. And you'll be putting something to rest around it and justice. That's the legal thing. Justice will be done. Empress. So it's looking good to me.
Okay.
It's interesting to me that there's a friend around this. So I don't really know what that means. But
does that make sense to you about a friend being around it?
Well, it's a mixture. I guess the person kind of became a friend that we were involved with.
Ah, okay.
And then, you know, we know the history on real estate right now, so.
Right.
It does say that fear is next to your situation, so I want you to dissolve around that fear and see that situation again as you would like the outcome to happen.
Mm,
it does say an important meeting will come, and I like the Wheel of Fortune as a final outcome, Barb. Wheel of Fortune. So, and then pushing forward, Knight of Swords and Six of Cups. Kindness will be exchanged. It says that there'll be some business advice somewhere along the road in this, which will help. But then I got Justice and Empress, and that means an offer to settle the legal.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Sounds
Thank
good.
You.
We like
right.
the positive
Bye.
Outcomes.
Yes. Sounds
okay.
good. Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Okay. Take care. Happy Valentine's Day. All righty. At any rate, if there's anything going on in your life that you wanted to look at this point, Maureen?
Well, I wanted to share with you a Valentine I just got from my girlfriend.
Okay, please.
We'll just get the biggest kick out of it. It's a little plastic container, and it says, grow a boyfriend. Plastic guy, and he'd put him in water, and he grows. Thought you'd get a kick out of that one.
Is that anything like a blow-up doll?
Yeah, right. I'm afraid to see what it looks like when it grows in the water.
You've got to, if you can, scan it and send me a picture of him.
Yes, I'll do that. I'll do that.
That reminds me of another story I'll tell you another time. I don't know if it's radio.
Well, I picked a card that's around you, Phyllis, and it's the star, which is hope, faith, and light right now. You're going through some changes and transformations, and this is that beautiful card. And as Valentine's Day, this is the naked lady that's at the water with
the
light right
lady.
On the top of her shoulders there and above her head. And the stars and the landscape of the sky. So it just is like bringing a lot of beauty to you right now will bring comfort and strength.
Oh, thank you. A lot of comfort.
It says that you're walking away from an old way, even though you've got a lot of weight to carry right now of a burden of, you know, some things going on in your life.
Right.
But it says you're cutting that away, Ace of Swords, taking that sword out and just cutting it away.
That's true. That's very, very true. I am indeed. Letting go a lot of things and a lot of issues in my life that just don't seem important anymore. And I guess that's a stage that we all grow through as we move into life and we move into new life and new beginnings.
It also says that you're very creative right now. You're unleashing your creative energies. So any sadness that you might feel about, oh, I just don't feel that creative, I feel kind of stuck, let it go because you've got that magician card right next to you.
Thank you. You're nagging me.
I'll write that book.
I'm writing a book, ladies and gentlemen, and she is saying, do something, Phyllis, write something each day, even if it's only a paragraph, write each day a paragraph. So I hear that card. I hear you.
The teacher here.
I know. I'm
always coming up about finances, and you know, you'll be able to make that choice. You'll be able to walk away from what you need to walk away from. You've got friends around you supporting you, and you're going to push forward, and there's that stinking star again. Hope, faith, and light. We love that car, and she's just making herself known tonight.
Oh, well, I think that's very positive.
She's beauty and radiance. So that's what she exudes.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. Well, it's very, very hopeful, and it's a very, very positive thing, and I have a strong feeling that things are just going to burst out all over. I have a feeling also this year, for some people, what they've planned is suddenly going to come through, and it's going to come through in a burst of energy, not like the way we planned it, but almost, you know, just like a flower opening up overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my feeling. And I think also I'm getting the feeling that a number of things are going to come through all at the same time. And I think that's true for you, too. My feeling is you're going to turn around and all of a sudden things are going to just open up for you.
That'll be exciting.
Isn't it? Yeah, you know, it's good. It's nice to be able to talk and chat with friends and to be encouraged, because I know I've received from you and from others such wonderful, wonderful encouragement. And it's rare to have such a selfless group that seems to be coming around all of us now, you know?
Right.
And really, truly selfless people, and it's making the world beautiful. At least for me, it's always a daily gift for me when I, you know, hear from you and from others of my dear friends. And it's a joy to me. It's a daily gratitude prayer that I have. And I wouldn't change it for all the tea in China.
Oh, that's great.
And, at any rate, you have you do readings on your own through.
Yes, well, actually, I'm associated with a group of readers here in the Northwest, and Arlene Tognetti is the founder of this little organization, mm-hmm. It's a metaphysical organization that put on mm-hmm. Fairs three times a year, and Arlene also teaches classes in astrology and tarot, and
mm-hmm.
we do fairs, and we do them in the Seattle area right near the airport, in the Doubletree Suites. We have one coming up in March.
Tell people about that, so those who are in that area can possibly come and see you.
Yeah, and they just go to www.melanetti.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they can check out that website and when the fair is and the details. But we really have a great turnout. We have it for 2 days, and we started at Barnes & Noble, and it became so big that we are now at a private hotel. And
fabulous.
The customers, we have 15 readers, and we also have some healers there that do energy work with their hands, and Reiki people and some massage people. So
that sounds like a really wonderful fair to have.
Yeah, it's a neat healing network.
Yes, and... welcome to the Higher Dimensions. Who's calling?
My name is Regina.
I didn't catch it.
My name is Regina.
Hi, Regina, and welcome to the Higher Dimension.
Well, thank you.
Where are you from?
Indianapolis, Indiana.
How wonderful. Welcome to the show, and happy Valentine's Day.
Well, happy Valentine's Day to you, too, hon.
Okay. What can we do? How may we serve you this evening?
Well, I just had a question. I wasn't too sure if I should... My friend wants me to start helping her with this job for like 8 weeks just to fill in, and I wasn't too sure if I should do it or not, if it was a good idea or
mm-hmm.
it would cause problems. I just wasn't too sure what I should do.
Okay, so Regina, I'm putting the cards in three piles to see if it's a good idea for you to work with your friend at this time.
Okay.
Hmm.
It says, you know, it's kind of about money, you know. The first card that comes up is working and money, and then I get the Queen of Swords and... some kind of paperwork or needs help around the paperwork, that could be it. And then it says there's a businessman a part of this or a banker. I don't know what that would have to do with it. It says messages are delayed about what you should do. In your fears, it's like you just can't see something clearly about this job right now. But there would be an offer for you to do it, but it's a little bit delayed. I think you got to be careful that you wouldn't be taking on too much. Like, you know, she might say, let's just do this much, but you might be taking on too much by doing it. You would have to walk away from that and make choices about how much of the job you really want to do that you'd be paid for, you know, in a way that works for you.
Okay.
It says that some fears around it, and it said just go with the flow right now. You're pretty psychic and intuitive because you get the moon card next to that. And it says push forward and listen to that own heart voice within yourself. The star is with you about your decision-making around this job. But I do feel like it would be better for you to kind of clarify it, maybe wait a little bit, make sure you understand what your responsibilities would be in that.
Okay.
So that you don't feel like you're taking the bulk of the work.
Right, because I don't know exactly what they're planning on doing. I know she cleans homes, but I don't know exactly what she does. You know, I've never done it with her, so, you know.
Mm. Okay, so you're feeling a little... you're feeling a little hesitancy inside yourself, is that correct?
Yeah.
Well, see, and that fear's there because you don't really know what the position's about yet. It says within two, so that could be 2 days, 2 weeks, or 2 months. You just push forward and ask her what she expects of your responsibilities. It says it's going to take some strength, but there is some money to be made, Ace of Pentacles and Nine of Pentacles. And maybe by spring this is going to get a little bit clearer for you.
Is it just a temporary position? My feeling is it's not permanent.
Right. She owns her own business, and her friend's having surgery done. That's her partner.
Uh-huh.
So she needs me to fill in for her partner then for about 8 weeks.
Uh-huh. Okay. So it's just a short-term thing.
Right. But then again, I don't know. It could always turn into where they keep me and I become the third partner. You know, I don't know.
It's possible because I'm getting Two of Pentacles, and that's two possibilities of offers or, you know, opportunities within it.
Are you feeling... what's your stomach telling you? When you talk about it, do your stomach get tight?
No.
Nope.
Uh-uh.
Okay, then...
My cards are just saying
yeah.
you just need to see it clearly. I'm getting Seven of Cups. Something is not clear. You don't know how many homes she's talking about.
Yeah.
You don't
know
what does she expect you to do. The harder work, they're doing the easier, you know, that kind of thing.
Right, okay.
And once you get that clean in your mind's eye, I think that you might make some money from this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you need to get that clear with her, too.
Yeah,
okay.
Do yourself a favor. Get it put down in writing, please.
Have
it set in writing, okay?
Okay.
So there can be no question later on, and I don't know why I'm saying this, but my feeling is whatever it is, set it down in writing, and then both of you initial or sign the paper
so that there can be no question of misunderstanding should there be anything that comes up in the future. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. That way there's no... Yes, I totally agree.
Okay.
You know what? I just picked the Three of Pentacles out of the deck, which are papers, so that means sign, you know, sign something
right.
Okay that outlines your responsibilities.
Okay, so that would be, and in that case, under those circumstances, you know, my feeling it would be very, very, it would be beneficial. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you guys so much.
You're welcome, sweetie. Blessings. And happy
Valentine's
Day.
Yeah. You have a good night, you guys.
Too.
You
all right, thanks.
Say hi to Indiana for me. That's my home state.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's cold here. That's what I do now.
Oh, yeah. I'm in the Northwest now, but I do miss Lake Michigan.
By the way, if you're in the neighborhood, come clean my house.
Oh. I still may do my own. Oh.
Yeah, I have that issue with me, too.
Yeah, we're never organized, even though we want to be, right?
Oh, man. Hard. I do try.
Well, thank you guys so much. You guys have a good night.
You too, dear.
All
thank
right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Is there anyone else on? Do we have anyone else at the moment? Okay, no, not yet. All right, well, we can go back. So it's wonderful when we get these readings for people and these tendencies. I think it's marvelous because I think what your readings do is empower people.
I think that's what intuition does. When you listen
yes.
to that voice, you can, yes. you know, you can feel empowered about
yes.
what your life is and what are the choices that you have that are coming up.
Exactly.
It's usually affirming information that you already know. It's not new information. It just affirms what you already know.
Yeah, that's why I asked her about how her stomach felt, because I think she would like to try it, but I guess if I'm feeling that, you know, the practical part is you really need to know what the expectations are, as you were very, very clear to point out. And I've been in business long enough to be very, very clear about certain things. And set it down in writing, folks, and make absolutely sure you know what you're talking about, or it could be not a good situation. And then some people think one word means one thing, and somebody thinks it means another. So for everyone's sake, writing it down, and this is just a good rule of thumb, quite frankly, whenever you're going into something, write it down and then have both people initial it so there is no question. And if there's a question that comes up, go back over it and sit down and see what it is. You can clarify, even looking up a dictionary word. I've known that to be of help, too, in the past. So, at any rate, our words of wisdom from the legal side. Other than that, I think that it is going to be a glorious year for very many, many people. And what do you think of the debates? Can you see who's going to win, Clinton or Obama?
I think it's going to be very close, neck to neck, all the way to the end. I really...
What do the cards say?
I don't know. Let's see if we get a card out. Let's see who will win the nominee here.
Mm-hmm.
The nominee. Oh, it says a messenger of love. Whoever does this is a messenger of love. And then it says, high priestess, listen to your intuition. It won't give us an answer. Isn't that a way out?
You mean the cards prevaricate as well?
It does say that there's something unexpected with the government, so yep. I don't know what that is. It's a truth, like it'll be revealed about things that'll help people to make choices easier and faster, maybe
faster. Okay.
Let's see if it's a female power that will get the, maybe it tells that. It just says a tower again. It's unexpected. It's going to come in out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe what we think is not going to be what happens.
A dark horse.
That's where I'm staying here, girl. I don't think I'm going to go any farther than that.
Really? I was going to say, a dark horse. You want to run for president? I don't know why anybody would want that job in today's age. Do you?
I think it'd be tough, and you know the card that keeps coming up is yes. Nine of Swords, which is sadness. It's like it's a heavy job right now.
Heavy
changes have to happen, and a lot of difficult. So,
yeah,
get the right person in there to make the changes that we need.
Yeah, I think there's going to be
it keeps coming up a messenger of love. So whoever this is, will radiate that love that we need in the world. So
God knows we need it, don't we?
That's for sure.
Yes. Well, I'm very curious about all that's happening in our day and age. And any other people who want to call in and get this special Valentine's Day reading and see if there's love in the future or business or whatever. I mean, apparently we can handle it all.
There we go. Magician, we're creative.
Oh, indeed we are. That's
can do
fabulous.
That. We can do that.
So, next, I was wondering, what about the environmental issues? Do you see anything changing in the environmental issues, a positive response? Because right now I'm hearing they're sending a lot of mixed signals on the environment today, and it's making things more difficult. Do you think the government's going to loosen up and listen up and become more environmentally friendly with their decisions?
It does say that it's nurturing right now, or there's
okay.
an offer in this around power and authority.
Okay.
And again, it's sort of listening to your intuition. You're the high priestess about this. It's like you already have a sense of it.
Mm-hmm.
It says they're going to need strength to tackle these issues because they're going to be big ones that are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But it does say coming home to success. I do believe they will tackle these, and it'll be for the best, you know, that they start to pay attention to some.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. God knows we need that all along the board.
I think you're going to see more and more articles being written about it, or
mm-hmm.
books, and or, you know, it'll be more in the newspaper because those are papers that are around it. Or maybe
mm-hmm.
more laws that will be passed to study this deeper, you know.
Well, I think that would be very positive because I think we've reached a critical mass in our environment, and I think it's important that we all participate in this through good intentions, if nothing else. Does that make sense?
It does.
Because focus and intentions are so very, very powerful in today's world.
Totally.
And we forget that we create with our minds. And the more we focus on creating the good, the better off we are, and the more likely we are to be successful in saving and having peace.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the other thing that's so powerful. Well, what have you got that you want to know about today, young lady?
Oh, boy. Well, since it's a love day, I want to know about love that's coming in.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to know about that king when he's going to show up. I mean, tonight this little girl, a boyfriend, showed up, so that's fun.
Well, okay. Give yourself a... What's going to happen for you? You're a Pisces, right?
No, I'm a Virgo.
Yeah, you're Virgo. I'm sorry, I forgot. Yes, you're Virgo. You told me.
So I picked out the Six of Pentacles, which means I just got to focus on work right now. A lot of little projects going on. I got to focus
oh, yeah.
on that. And it says that there will be an offer. It says the offer card, Knight of Cups, and Ten of Pentacles. I like that one. And
okay.
maybe even two offers, it says. Two of Pentacles next to that, and unleashing my creative energies. Or maybe within two. So that could be two days, 2 weeks, 2 months.
Okay.
Hope it's 2 years.
No, I hope it don't. No, I don't think it's.
And then it says unleash creative energies next to that, and the star.
Mm-hmm.
So the Magician and the star, which means I could kind of creative if that could happen.
Well, I think I've mentioned to you, I feel that creative energy is moving forward for you this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're kind of throwing out the old stuff and getting ready for the brand new.
I really am.
Yeah, I really feel that. So. I am curious. I know you're going to let me know if someone special walks in your life.
I will for sure. Thank you for that, Phyllis. I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. And let's see, what else? There is so much that can be done with this. We were talking about how you got into this before, and we don't get too far sometimes because we do get these phone calls and we stop to talk to people, but you've had an interest in this tarot deal, and you seem to have a wonderful facility for it.
Then well, I really was interested in the astrology at first, and for my birthday every year I would give myself the gift of having my chart done, and really saw some good things that would affirm different areas of my life to pay attention for that year, which a chart can do for you. And then from there, the woman who does my chart said, wow, you know, look at this intuition gift you have in here. Why are you not using it? And I do teach
mm-hmm.
movement for a career. I teach dance and directed
mm-hmm.
dance. I feel like I do use it in that, but it said it's not exactly the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up a tool, started using that tool, and the next thing you know, it just took off for me.
Yeah. Well, you
yeah.
know, you're quite gifted at it. I know I know a number of people who think you are just wonderful.
Well, I appreciate that. And,
I'm one of them.
I just believe that everybody has these answers inside
yeah.
of themselves if they could just affirm it with the cards or... You know,
mm-hmm.
having some insight from others, sometimes for people it's counseling or a different, you know, modality, but
mm-hmm.
every modality has a little special gift. Now, I know that you've had some special gifts with seeing past lives and
oh,
also
yeah.
that kinds of energy around people, right? Isn't that correct?
Oh, yes. yes, I do see that. And in fact, it's so easy for me. It's almost, I feel like I'm cheating.
Wow.
Because all I have to do is, like, switch gears in my mind. You know, but the other thing, too, is when you deal with this, people don't understand that you're not on all the time. You turn on and off what you see and what you do. It's like being a doctor. You're never always a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't understand that, you know.
So would you compare it like a radio frequency almost?
Yes.
You turn it on
yes.
and turn it off?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then you can switch to different frequency depending on what it is. It's sort of like sometimes you're just, for me, it's like switching a dial. Like sometimes I hear things, sometimes I see things, sometimes I just feel or know something.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I've been known to even smell something, and that triggers something, a particular scent. And so it just depends. Now, some people have a tendency to have one way of knowing it, something, or tuning in, and that's fine for them all their life. I don't know why with me it's always been a little bit, you know, a little of this, that, and the other thing. I guess because I have a short attention span. And I have a tendency to get bored if I'm not, entertained. And it's interesting because... I had it since a child, and it's something that I never really let go of completely for some
mm-hmm.
reason. Although I sent it underground for a while. I mean, you felt really strange when you were younger, and you didn't tell many people about it. I know many gifted psychics who said they had to simply put it underground because of their friends or their family, and they always kind of felt somehow ashamed of having this gift, and and it's like it's not quite nice, like company.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, belief systems sometimes get in the way, or they think of this
mm-hmm.
as, because it's not so tangible necessarily. They don't always validate it in their lives. But children, they are so intuitive and they're so open, and
usually
that's where the gift begins for people.
Yeah, kids, I think are extremely close to the beginning. Yes, good evening, and welcome to the Higher Dimension. Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Yes, welcome to the Higher Dimension.
Hi.
Who's calling?
My friend Millie told me to call.
Okay. And how may we help you this evening, my dear?
I have no idea. She just said that you were a tarot card reader.
Right.
Okay, this is Maureen, and she does tarot. Certainly. And your name again is?
This is Stacy.
Stacy. And where are you from, Stacy?
Tacoma.
Tacoma, Washington. Okay.
Great.
Well, go ahead, Maureen. Talk to me.
Well, Stacy, you don't have any particular questions for me? Like it'd be about love or money or work or career or family?
Yes, I would have to say career.
So you'd like to know if there's something maybe shifting for you in career?
Yes.
Okay, is there something shifting for Stacy in career? And so now I'll put the cards in three piles.
Okay.
And here goes the first pile. It says you're going to get your wish about something. You've been putting something to rest, or you've been resting and retreating, kind of stepping through some fear, but what's coming up for you is the Queen of Wands. That could be a part of you that's good with a career, good with her family. She just needs to push forward. The next thing is a messenger of love. Now, that could either be younger people around you, children, or a messenger of love who stands next to you, supporting you. In your fears, you just got to work through the loss. You've been kind of holding back or protecting yourself. It says sweetnesses could be exchanged. Now, it means you could work with children or maybe somebody from the past that you know, because that card also represents that. And the outcome is the Hangman, just releasing the old. The Lovers is next to that, which are good choices. Study the money that you want to make, and I get the Nine of Pentacles next to it. That's you holding your own with new beginnings, new starts, new energy coming in, justice. You'll be led there, it says. So you just have to make a few steps here to kind of get to that place of change and shift.
Wow.
How does that feel?
That actually feels amazing because I am going through all of that right now.
Uh-huh.
So,
good.
Yeah.
So let me just pick three cards to kind of help you with, getting through the strength right now of all those changes. Let me try that. Three cards to kind of help Stacy with her strength. It says, just be patient. The angel Gabriel is standing next to you. That's temperance. Just be patient right now. And Queen of Cups, you know, sometimes we get too sensitive or we're artistic or we're kind of dreaming about things. Just allow your patience to be with your sensitivities around the changes that will happen. Three of Cups, just go with the flow, and some nice, good changes will happen if you can just kind of come to that vibration of celebration and going with the flow.
Wow, that's amazing.
And, you know, this letting go of this Five of Swords, like either there's an energy around you who's been a failure. I don't know if that is an actual person or that feeling like I'm not good enough. I want you to just let it go.
Oh, yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Because it's not serving you, and it won't. It says that there's a money distribution coming. That could be a sale of a property or just knowing there's enough to put here and here. And Nine of Pentacles, you holding your own and making some decisions soon. So I feel like you're really on the road here to make some decisions
actually
pretty
very
soon.
Very accurate. Yeah.
That's accurate?
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
Oh, lovely.
Absolutely. Wow. Yeah.
Good. This is confirmatory for you then.
What's that?
This is confirmation for you.
Yes, it is.
Great.
And that was amazing. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, and happy Valentine's Day. All right, we only have a couple more minutes, folks, so if anybody wants to come in and talk to Maureen, now's the time to do it. I know sometimes it is difficult to get through, but persistence does finally reward you in getting through. And at any rate, anything else that you'd like to bring out now, Maureen, you can certainly give your information one more time.
Maybe just picking it all, I can get out my information, which is you can contact me through email readings, which is tarotsun@yahoo.com. That's yahoo.com.
Okay.
You can call me on the phone at 253-752-3299.
Okay.
Phone readings.
Excellent.
But maybe for tonight we should pick three cards just for this love night and how we're going to radiate that feeling of love and vibration here on the planet.
That'll work.
And
that
for all of us and what we need to pay attention to in order to radiate the love that we would like to send out unconditionally.
Okay.
So what do I pick out? Page of Cups.
Mm.
That is a messenger of love. That can be an actual lover for someone or can be a younger person and children. They hold that unconditional love in their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So the Page of Cups is holding that unconditional love. Or maybe a little cat that you have near you or a pet.
Mm-hmm.
I just jumped up.
Okay.
And it says to have strength right now around your heart and around yourself to feel empowered and be empowered, you know.
Okay.
And strength around any heartache that you might feel. Right next to that, you do have emotions to shift those wounds or those heart aches in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And Ace of Wands is new love, new beginnings, new hope, new energy will enter in. Just
beautiful.
Into our power and step into our creative energy. And unleash that, it says.
That sounds beautiful. You know, and I would wish that for everyone in this day and age. Since no one else has called in, give me one fast. It's my night coming in. Am I going to have a love?
Right, is your king coming in? No more nights.
Okay, all right. I can
see your king coming in. He's coming. What is it? You're just stepping through your challenges right now. You're nurturing yourself, the Empress. You're the nurturer. And the Three of Pentacles, that's writing. Your paperwork is coming right next to you. And the Star, I do believe he's coming because you're stepping into the highest spiritual light, the Star. And that's all that what it would attract to you is the highest spiritual light of whoever that person is.
Because
you know at the High Priestess, you stand right next to the Star.
Okay.
That's hope, faith, and looking at it. It says you've been kind of protecting yourself for a while here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe by summer, it says maybe two options coming in.
Well, that'll work.
Bring it on. Knight of Swords, he's going to be kind of pushy. He's a friend, it says.
A friend?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'll work.
And it's by the water. There's a water card, so.
Isn't that interesting? I love the water, by the way.
That would be nice.
I'd love to have a place by the water.
And it's also emotional. He's good emotions with good emotional man.
Well, it's been a long time, folks. Well, this is absolutely wonderful. I am so delighted that you were able to come on today. I thought it was so special.
Well, thank you for this opportunity, and thank you for taking time to listen. And
I am so glad everyone
just has a wonderful, heartfelt evening, and
radiate
that in their lives now, and bring that peace in this world that we need so dearly.
We do need that love. We do need that caring, and we do need everyone partaking of that. It's not just one person. It's just for not now and again. It's for all time and all people. And as we open our hearts, I know beyond any shadow of a doubt that we are creating a new and loving world for everyone to benefit. And the more we open our hearts and bring in love, the more love that comes to us, and the more we clarify and bring good luck, if you will, if you want to call it that, but good positive experiences to surround us and make our lives a happier and more joyous place, and then we can share that with everyone else.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, it's
the card
lovely.
I picked was justice, because that is the truth, what you just said.
Oh, thank you. Yes,
and
it is. And that's what we try to do. That's what you're doing, Maureen, with the cards that you do. That's what I do. That's what most of us are about. We are about loving and beings of light and sharing with all others this great fellowship and joy, which is why we're really here. And I am so glad to have had you this evening.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity.
And we just have only about a minute left. If there's any wisdom you'd like to say, anything else, please feel free.
No, I just picked that one last card, and it happens to be the star. That's that beauty card. So just be in that beauty. If your heart's feeling a little weak, maybe tonight or whatever, just know how beauty stands next to you outside in nature, inside in the things that are around you. Beauty is there. Just be with it.
And I would love to leave every one of you with that beautiful, beautiful thought. God bless you. Thank you all so much for listening. And we will be back next week. And we will have Anna Maria Hemingway. And she has written a lovely book about conscious living and dying. And it is a beautiful story that she has researched with many short stories. And in the future, we're going to have Maureen McGill's. And your friend has written, you're both writing of this book, and it is a very special book, and we're going to have you on and talk about it as soon as it gets published.
Thank you.
Okay, and it's going to be, and we'll have you on before then. And everyone, thank you so much again. A very, very happy Valentine's Day. Good night and God bless, and thank you so much. Bye.
I know.